Well, I've got something ringing in my ears because as the music comes to the end there, I wasn't on Facebook much yesterday. I spent the day just moseying around the house. And, I have a little language thing that I use and spent most of the day doing that, really. I suppose I didn't do much anything else, but I wish I had done. Because we missed a show. We could have had a show last night. There's a lovely lady that volunteered to help. And I didn't see her note. So, never mind. We're here now. We got five lovely people in the call queue. Chris is here with us. You may have seen a post up there on Facebook. We'll be mentioning a little bit more about that in the course of the show. We don't know whether the very successful TV program here in the UK has actually reached the States. I do believe it's available via YouTube, and I do believe that it gets watched a lot in the USA. So we'll be saying a little bit more about that in the course of the evening. But very sad loss of a wonderful actress is all I'm going to say at the moment. Okay. All right. Let's bring Chris in.
I can have a weekend.
Oh, not so bad, you'd say.
It's good to be here again. It's cool right now. It's so good. The weather is just kind of, we're getting kind of cool. Because the other, I feel like 2 days ago, we were
Oh, up in the 90s already, yeah? Wow.
I know. We were like the 90s. I think it was like yesterday and the day before. But but today we're in the 60s. So
yeah, we're having what's known as a heat wave at the moment, because it's a heat wave for the time of the year. Yeah? And we don't normally get it this warm this early. You know, so it's quite nice, but we've been promised temperatures in the 90s for our summer as well, so it's all good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, definitely. Get out in the beer gardens again. You can't actually go in a public house in the UK at the moment. It's all outside. You go in for your beer, but you must drink outside. Which is probably all well and good. Too warm to be inside anyway. Okay, right, we're going to make a start then. Holly.
Hi.
Hi, Holly.
How are you doing?
Well, pretty good. I've just been feeling very energetic today, as always. I mean, just love the energy. Lately, you know, the other times when I was trying to, you know, doing different shows, it just depends on how I feel during the day, but I try not to let, you know, vibrations of certain things affect me.
Yeah.
So I just keep myself protected and all that stuff. But other than that, I'm doing pretty good. So, do you have any questions for me, or do you just want me to...
Yeah. I have one, and then you can, whatever you get. But I applied for a regional manager, but it's in Seattle. Do you see me getting that, or should I keep the job I got in California? So that's the question.
Honestly, I would say keep the job that you have until you get it, and then you can move. And then I think you would do it. And it's funny because I do see the medical field card coming out. So it's being told that they're looking at all the resumes and everything. So everything, something's developing for you. It's just that you just, okay, now this is kind of interesting. The Hangman card just came out saying that it was like you've been tied there for so long that I feel like there's a promotion that needs to come, and I feel like it's going to. And then
well, I haven't even started. Till the 26th.
Okay, well, unless if they call you and they say they hire you, then I would stay there. Now, unless if something comes up and where you're at right now, and you're going to be moving, see, because this is what would be crazy. If they say you don't start to, like you said, till the 26th, right? But if another job calls you and you liked it and you wanted something different, I can actually see you saying, you know what, you would call the people that you had the interview with and you would be moving, because you're just like, you know what, there's nothing here for me. sick and tired of waiting for him. Okay. And mm-hmm. it's just like it needs to be done. I actually see a promotion. So the developing card's coming out saying that there's a lot of energy in the air that needs to put some civilization into it, and then I just see that things will be better. And then when you're doing
I'm confused.
Go ahead, sorry. I would say so the job that you're working at is the where you're at right now. But you said there's a second job that it's over there in California, correct? Because you're not in California,
yeah,
right?
Haven't been hired. No, I'm in California, and I just applied for one in Seattle. But I do have a job in California on the 26th. Or will they pick me for the job in Seattle?
Honestly, that's like, now you got me confused. You got me confused because
I
thought you were in Seattle.
I've been in California for a few months.
Okay, well, for some reason, even though I must be confused, I had kept seeing you in Seattle already, and that you were going to be moving to California. That's just saying that you probably were supposed to be in Seattle all these years, and then you were going to go to California. But now that it's reversed, hold on, you will be going to Seattle.
So they will hire me?
Within 3 weeks, if they call you, yes. Now, if they don't call you and the pay is good where you're at, then you're going to stay there. Because I think you're going to go by the salary. If the salary is good for you and you're happy, I can see you staying. But if you're like, you know what, I'm sick and tired of California, COVID is bad here, the salary's not all that good, I can actually see you moving within 3 weeks from now if you don't like the salary. That's basically what I'm being told. I see you moving. And even though it was confusing, I still see you moving. Because
yeah,
I actually thought that you were, in Seattle. So that's a big sign for me. Even though it was confusing, the whole time I saw you in my head, because I never asked you, and we've talked so many times, it's not even funny, but I never asked you what state you're coming from, because I'm not good with area codes. You know what I'm saying? So that tells me that you will be moving to Seattle.
And what about Brian?
That's going to be tough, because unless he goes with you and y'all go together. But then it's funny that you say that, because I see another man in Seattle for you. If he doesn't pull through and he's just not doing his man duties and not taking care of you and not really calling you and you haven't met or going out on dates and he's just being distant, then I think it's time for you to get out of there. Okay, well then you have nothing to worry about. So then basically, I'm being told if he does, he might just end up going with you. But that's a big decision. Now, if you want to go by relationship on your job, you have to decide what you want to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I see you going. But if you love him more, then that just answers your own question. I would just say, if you think that there's something there, then basically just stay there, you know. But if you're just not happy there and stuff like that.
And his kids
that's
would be okay
best.
Going to Seattle?
Actually, I think they would. I think I can actually see them visiting up there too. But, of course, they're going to miss home. But who doesn't miss home? So that's just logical that, you know, they're going to miss home. So just to let you know, they're going to be kind of like, I want to be here for a while, but I want to go back home. So I think I can see them coming back and forth. But unless they stay over there and they find their own place to live, then he's going to end up coming with you. But it's so weird that I kept seeing Seattle with you. Because
3 minutes.
This whole time, I'm not joking. I actually thought you were in Seattle, which is kind of weird.
I've been here like 2 months.
Well, I didn't know that. You see, because I never asked you that, even when I read you privately. So that just validates that Seattle is there for you. Is the
oh, privately
is up
I was
to
in
you.
Seattle.
The what?
When you read for me privately, I was in Seattle.
Okay, well, then that means that you're probably going to end up moving back then. Because California
okay.
is just, it's just, I mean, it's good for you to some point, but I think you miss the weather, you miss the people there, and you had met better opportunities. And over there, it's high price, and, I mean, of course, they're hiring, but it's just, I guess it's just that there's something that doesn't feel right. So there's something that doesn't feel right about it, because I see you moving. So I'm being told that you might end up moving up there. So just keep that in mind, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. See, that was weird. I never, see, now she's in California, but I read her in Seattle. But it was so weird because I thought she was in Seattle the whole damn time. That's crazy.
Thank you, Holly. Okay. If we were to give the area code out for every caller, you'd probably get the majority of them there living in the States. But I mean, I've had to get used to area code. And we know quite a few of the numbers now off by heart sort of thing, yeah? So, you know, as I say, you're looking at 10-digit numbers there. And, you know, it's not easy to remember all the numbers that we have, but doing quite well. We do okay. And we know our regulars. Right then. Now, I'm not good at pronouncing people's names, but, I'm going to play a snippet of something for you. You may or you may not know this music. It may have reached you in the state, the program. It may not have done. But just a snippet of this is what we're going to play. Up to the point. Okay. Okay, so I just want to say, you know, condolences there to Helen's family there, wonderful actress that's played in many TV series here in the UK and is known around the world. Irish actress, I do believe. Certainly got an Irish name that I'm not always good at pronouncing, but Helen McElroy. I do believe that's how it's pronounced, I'm not sure. But, okay. So, there's another one. To that, to the big C, and very sad loss, younger than me as well. Okay. Right. Was that Carol? You said something. Carol having problems with her game by the look of it. All right. Okay. So we're going to carry on with tonight's show then. And we're going to line two, Catherine.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Who am I speaking to?
This is Catherine. I would like to hear from my aunt, on the other side. Her name is my dad's sister, Nan. If not. Some other people usually crowd in, but I haven't heard from her for a while.
Well, I'm being told that everything is in time, so if they don't come through, it's because...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just everything is just going on. Yeah, so they're doing their own thing. For some reason, I don't know. Okay, this is just so strange. The cards are just coming out crazy. First thing, I got the... I actually got the medical card for some reason. I'm being told that they're seeking a lot of acknowledgement. I feel that they're there with you, but not in a physical way to where you don't hear from them. I guess it's because they want you to know that, you know, that they're there, but they're, those want you to be independent. So I'm being told that your aunt on the other side is she's fine. It's just that she will come to you when she's supposed to. I'm being told that she was a nurturer. Like, I don't know why, like I said, I keep getting the medical card, so maybe there was some medical issues or she was in the medical field. I did feel
that's
that
my
she
mother.
Was very...
Yeah,
okay,
my mom
well then,
was. Yeah.
Okay, well then that means that whoever's going to come through, they're going to come through. Just don't have no control over that.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, and for some reason, I keep seeing someone tall. Well, to me, everybody's tall because I'm short. I'm like 5'4", so everybody's taller than
me.
Yeah, me
too.
So, but I do see her
the
coming
tall
through.
The tall people are my mom's side of the family. Yeah, my grandmother was tall. My uncle was tall.
Okay, so then that makes that your aunt's not tall then, right, because she's short.
Yep.
Okay, so
today is my mom's
one.
Side. Yeah.
So then that, yeah, well, then I'm being told the anniversary, oh, my God, I said anniversary card came out, and I said, and then it was weird because I said anniversary, so there's a celebration going on the other side that they're saying that they're celebrating and preparing to come through, that they will be seeing you. You will be seeing them in dreams. And then I got the generosity card. So they're just being to give you that time so you can be more independent and to be proud of your roots and achieve what you can. And just know that they're always around you. They might not be like when you want because they are always doing other tasks and then they have other projects. So I'm being told that if they don't come through or you don't see them, it's because they could be guiding somebody else. So what I might want to be told to tell you, the Ten of Cups came up, so I'm being told your whole family's around
that.
You.
Yeah.
So I'm being told your whole family's around you, but you might want to try some meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And try some lighting, maybe some clear white candles. It can be like the 70 candles, or it can be the candles that you put on the stick and you just light it. If you want to connect more with them, I would say to do some clearing white candles so you can receive the information. Because I know it's like there's energy that's clouding you from talking to them, but they're saying that they're around. If that makes
it seems
sense,
around about 8 o'clock at night. I really sense them kind of around when it gets quiet at evening and I'm watching TV maybe, and then I smell, that's when the smells come in and I get my grandfather's pipe and things like that.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Why do I get a musky smell? I get like a musky, a musky smell. Like,
it's like an attic.
No, not an attic. More of an old cologne, like Old Spice.
Oh,
or something.
Oh, right.
Okay, I don't know if that makes sense, but I'm smelling that old smell, like old cologne, not all these new colognes that they have. The father, the Father's Love card came out, and I'm being told that they're all around you.
Yeah.
But you just got to know to do some meditation so they can come through. And that's the only thing that I'm being told to tell you right now. And as far as, I'm going to ask you a question. Have you been dreaming of them lately? Because I feel like you haven't.
Dreaming?
Yes, dreaming of them.
Not of family members. I mean, lately I've been sleeping so lightly. So I need to do things to sleep deeper. You know.
Because that's funny you say that, because I usually sleep a lot, but lately I've been sleeping very light. I do sleep, but I'm not seeing anything. So if you're not seeing anything, that's weird. They're telling me there's a shift on the other side. Some of us will dream, but if we're dreaming, it's because something's important about to come. Now, if they don't need to come through and show you a dream, then there's nothing going on. So if you're not so if they don't come through in your dream state, then they're meaning that they're either occupied or busy.
Right.
Or there's something developing on the other side. So what you might want to try to do, and I've even tried, and it does help. What you can do is either drink some milk before you go to bed. Or if you can have mango, the fruit mango, and eat it before you go to bed, because it does have a lot of vitamin, I think D, if I remember right, vitamin C, and it does help you sleep better. So you might want to put some fruit. Okay, that was weird.
That was weird.
I know.
Was that playing some music?
Yeah. But I'm being told you might want to put some of that, you know, so it can help you sleep better.
I've heard
better
about magnesium, too. Magnesium is good for your muscles.
Yeah. So that,
3 minutes.
Yeah, so you might want to do that and see what that does, because what I'm being told is that what you're doing is you're not really sleeping. What you're doing is just closing your eyes, and you're up all night. And if you do go to sleep, you don't go to sleep until maybe 4 o'clock your time. So you're like a zombie. So that's not good for you. So you do
it's not
you
good
do
at all.
Sleeping. So you might want to try what I told you and get back to me, because that's why you're not connecting with them even in a dream state, because you're not getting enough sleep.
For sure. It's hot sweat too. It's a night sweat. So that's part of that.
I think and then maybe if you can lower down your cell phone too. If you have a cell phone, lower it down.
For sure.
And lower the brightness.
Turn it off.
So don't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just make sure that you're not on the phone too much, because that kind of does affect your sleeping. So just less of electrical stuff and getting more sleep, and then you will start feeling them, you start hearing them, your premonitions and dreams will start coming. And so you do the stuff. You can either drink milk, try mango, or the other thing you said to help you sleep. Okay.
Great. Yeah, because I'm.
And that's about.
Like a
Go
lot
ahead.
Of people, I'm moving as well, so it's just a lot happening, and I just gotta settle down earlier.
Yeah, just trying to settle down, like what you said, and that should help you, because if your mind is in different places,
for
and
sure.
you're just not resting, because your
One
mind is
minute.
Just going, even, but your mind is just keep going, So that's why that's happening. So just try to do what I said and then get back to me probably by next Friday. Okay. So you try that and see what it does. And it does work.
Great.
Sometimes when I can't sleep, I eat a mango and it knocks me out. So, yeah.
Interesting. Oh, you know, passion fruit. Have you tried passion fruit? Maracuyá, that's the same. That's very good, too.
Yeah. You see, because I have a hard time sleeping. I don't know what it is. But, yeah, like you, lately, like last night, I actually did get some sleep. But on other nights, I can be up to, like, maybe 3 or 4 in the morning, and all I'm doing is resting my eyes. And I'm like, dude, I'm not getting no sleep. This shit's annoying.
Yeah.
So just try the mango. And if that doesn't work, try the mango right before bed.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you,
great.
Catherine.
Thank you very much.
It's crazy, though. You're welcome. And I was going to say, it's bad, too, Ken, because I don't know. I don't know if you get your sleep, but lately, dude, I barely get sleep. But when I do, like last night, I slept good, but when I don't get to sleep, I'm just closing my eyes and I sleep, and I close my eyes the whole night and I don't sleep at all. So I don't know what's going on.
A lot of people doing that at the moment, they're like insomnia. My son gets
a lot bad.
Of it. Yeah. He can't sleep at night. He's a night owl. He's just sleep during the day, but he can't sleep at night.
I think all this time it's just, the time changes and COVID doesn't help because everybody gets panicked at night, so it causes anxiety. So it's just like last night. I'm actually happy I slept good last night, but that doesn't happen all the time. And I'm, like, trying to find different things to put me to sleep, and it helps, But I got to do it right when I go to bed. Otherwise, I'll be up all night.
No, I have to stop up till about 1 a.m. And I try to do something relaxing before going to bed, I think if you try to do something relaxing, listen to some music or something, just for about 5 or 10 minutes, but it seems to work. It's, because I do seem to sleep better once if I can get things out of my head, because if you can get the thoughts of the day out of your head, because the thoughts of the day will torment you if you let them,
That is true. That's very true. Trust me. So true. I agree on that,
Right then, let's see where we're going. Okay, Veronica.
Hi, Chris Garcia. Thank you for doing the show, and I hope you're doing well. Thank you, Ken, everyone's show. Thank you for taking my call. I look forward to see you here, Chris Garcia, in the future. So I have two questions, okay?
Okay.
Please. Okay. So, first one, I new friend coming in. The other one, I want to tell you, everything you said was right. It was me. Thank God it didn't happen because I wouldn't be able to comply with the different culture of the other part of the world. That's trash. But then this is new person that we talked about the last 3 weeks. It's different. It's very peaceful, and I want to know if he's making the move already. And then second, I had to put my business on hold when I was going to do it in the beginning, the end of February, because I had some turbulence. But then I got the turbulence out of the way, so I am thinking about hopefully in another week or two, and I'm set. Anything else that you pick up, please?
Okay, well, the thing I got for him is that he will come around when he's supposed to.
Which one?
He's gonna make the move when he
really?
when he does make the move. Yeah, but he's gonna be kind of shy, but he will make that move. It's just that once you do that, things will get better for you. You'll start seeing that he will start coming around and maybe ask you to go on a date or just go, you know, hang out and get to know each other more. Okay, and then the thing about the job.
That's
good. Yeah, so I do see that there's a lot of good stuff coming for you because we're in April. So I want to say my business is going to pick up, even though I know you have to travel in, but it's going to pick up in June. Like the business, you will pick up in June. Like things are going to start selling, things that you're going to be doing for the business will pick up. Okay, so that's going to be doing a lot. And then I'm seeing the student card, so I'm being told that there's going to be a lot of studying, both of you, and I'm being told that both of you might go to college or a university or something that you're both going to take courses together. And then you're going to love this. I'm seeing the lover's card come out. The lover's card is telling me that y'all going to have some intimate fun in the bedroom. That's all I want to say. Intimate fun in the bedroom. I'm not saying anything more than that.
Really?
And then on top of that, you're going to rock his world is what I'm being told. You're going to rock his world. So you're going to see a lot of magic in your love life. Things will start getting better. And I'm being told that it's going to be very spicy. So just for you to know, your love life is going to be not what you expected, but it's a lot better because you're actually getting someone that to cuddle with and someone to, that loves you for you and just, you know, and takes care of you. But then there's going to be a lot of sparks and light and love in your love life. And then what that's going to be told is, and it's funny, I can't even see your face, but even though I'm on the phone with you, I'm seeing you smile from left to right. Your cheeks are like red right now. You're just like blushing, so that tells me that things are gonna start getting better for you, and I do feel like a lot of happiness around you. And actually, you're a lot better than what you were before, because before you were so concerned about this, you were concerned about that, and now I'm being told it's time to lay back and rest, and enjoy your love life, make the best of it. And both of you are compatible. I'm being told that he's your soulmate and your twin flame. So he's all in one. So.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How soon do you make the move?
I want to say it's funny because even though I want to say like 3 days, but I could be off with the days. But I'm seeing 3. I don't know why. It's 3 to 4 days, so it's going to be very, very soon. And I'm being told that your phone's going to be probably, you're probably going to put your phone in silent when he comes over. People might even get in your business like, oh, who are you with? And I see that you're not talking to me or you're not hanging out with me. So when they see that happen, it's because you're with your lovey-dovey. So.
Interesting. How about, do you think maybe a marriage? Maybe it was too soon to tell. I mean, if I'm going to walk this world.
Okay, well, to be honest with you, I see a proposal, but that's not going to be until maybe later. But one thing at a time, girl. One thing at a time. One thing at a time.
I'm blushing. Chris, I'm blushing.
So,
I'm looking at the mirror and I'm so red.
I know, but you know why? Because finally you're happy now. You're about to be happy. I can actually see a proposal, and then if he says, you know what, forget the damn proposal, he might just say, will you marry me? And actually, I can see him on his knees giving you a ring, and it's going to be probably in a public area. I don't want to say it's going to be at a park, but he's going to say, you know what, I got something I got to tell you. And I do see that it's either going to be with people that he knows or total strangers. And I can actually see him doing this at a restaurant where he's going to just bow his knees and he's going to say, will you marry me? And then once you say yes, he's going to say, hey, guys, she's going to marry me. And then I could actually see him picking you up and walking you, picking you up like if he's walking down, you know what I'm saying? Well, you don't have to walk, but he's going to, yeah, and I actually see that. So that's a possible wedding that I see very, very soon. So you will have a ring on your wedding band very, very soon. And you need to stop blushing. You need to stop blushing. I could see you in my head. You're blushing. Your face is all red. Take a deep breath and breathe.
Yeah, Chris. Yeah, I'm happy you can see me. Yeah. It's amazing. oh my gosh. Can I ask you why does the thank you. Another quick question. Why does the L talk to me and they said, don't hate us now. Okay, don't hate us. They told me that. I just want to know. Because they told me that I was very strong and they were not gonna mess with me, and no matter if I did something, they let me go.
I think that's why they hate. I think they just hate on you because they can see the happiness around you. And as a matter of fact, I'm actually being told too is that there was some people reading cards on you. Is what I'm being told.
Minutes.
I see asking people reading cards on you and trying to figure out what you're doing. But like I said before, don't worry about what other people are doing, and you do you, and actually finally be happy. Okay.
Yeah, finally be happy. Oh my gosh, it was definitely. You're gonna be a long term friend.
Okay. make sure if you get a wedding, make sure that maybe by hopefully if you get married by in the middle of the year, I want to make sure I'm invited. Okay. So, we'll talk later.
Yes, Chris. I love you and thank you for taking my show. Thank you, Ken. Thank you.
Thanks, Monica.
She's screaming over there.
It's lovely, isn't it? That's nice when things come together like that. Okay, I think we've lost line four somewhere. Line four's disappeared somewhere. So we're going to line five then. Wendy?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How can I
help
you? Thank
you. How can I help you, Wendy? Sure. My name is Wendy from California. We've talked before. I still haven't resolved my hearing situation, but something came up with a major retailer. The name of the company starts with the letter M, and there's a C in it. And I had purchased some expensive dishware over a month ago. And when it arrived, I didn't think it looked very much like the picture. So I returned six of the seven sets. And when I called this retailer, I said I need a shipping label. So he emailed me a label, and he said, you can use the same label for all three boxes. And I didn't think that sounded right. But so I called back, and I got another person. And He created two more labels, which is appropriate. And UPS came out. I have scanned times when they were on my front doorstep for all three boxes. I have tracking numbers for all three boxes. And the parcel company, starting with a U that we all know and love, they have scanned dates when all three of these boxes arrived at this retailer's warehouse, and I'm only partially refunded. Two of the sets have not been refunded, and it's over a month later at this point. And also something happened. Apparently when you place a large order and you replace more than one item in it, then it might trigger something on the computer. And my online shopping was stopped. So I called and I spoke to a really wonderful lady. Her name is Andrea. I really like her. And she was very kind, and she immediately fixed it. And I asked her for her extension, and I asked her to follow up in a week. Well, that was yesterday. She did not follow up. And my online shopping has suspended again. So I wanted to I prefer to do only business with her because she was just outstandingly patient and kind. And so I've called and left messages through other reps to, for her to please call me. I would like to know if my online shopping privileges will be reinstated fairly soon and if I'll get that additional refund for, I believe it's around $158.
Honestly, will you be reinstated? Hold on. Okay, that's just not, okay, well, that's weird. I don't know why I'm hearing that. That's just gone so weird.
But what did
so
they
you
what did
to
he
know,
say, though? I didn't hear you.
No, well, I was talking about reinstated, about your shopping thing. I'm being told that if it's going to be reinstated, hold on.
Oh, are you saying it will be reinstated, Chris?
Hold on, I'm asking. Hold on.
Sorry.
Okay, that doesn't make sense. I mean, okay, well, you probably need to call them and tell them that they need to fix it because I got no and then I got yes, which does not make sense to me because when I asked, when we were talking, I was trying to block out everything around me. Hold on, let me ask again because I want to make sure I actually heard the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Will she get her? Okay, I'm being told that you will get reinstated, but you probably have to make a complaint and ask them what is the problem of why that your shopping is suspended.
Mm-hmm.
You got to ask them and see if you can get a hold of her. And since she didn't call, I'm being told that she was too busy to call you because they're trying to catch up on orders. So just give her a call and see what you can come up with. And you should get reinstated with the other thing that you didn't get.
Right. The credit for 158.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll get your credit, and then they'll add it to your shopping, and then you can get what you're supposed to get. And then as far as the hearing aids, I do say that you will be getting the hearing aids, but I think you have to just need to keep being determined and call them and say, you know what, I'm still waiting for my damn hearing aids. I paid too much money for them, and I do need my hearing aids. And I'm being told with the other company, they're trying to, because I think that the other company is kind of like going out of business, is what I heard. So they're branching out the other business. That's why the other company is going to call. That's why you're going. They're referring you to another company because they're trying to go out of business though, and they're just saying whatever, and that stuff is not getting refunded. You know, whatever they sell is no refunds. So when they send you to the other company, it's because they're branching out, and everybody that's cold customers, they're sending them their way. That's why the thing is taking a little bit longer about the hearing aids.
All right. Well, actually, okay. I was shocked because the woman named Melanie, who supposedly is an advocate for that hearing company, actually left a voicemail for me. And I was surprised. And I've not called her back. It was a few days ago. And so what I think I will do is I don't think it would be a good idea to continue with her because she hung up on me and because she sounded so angry. So I think I will call back maybe on Monday or Tuesday and politely ask to speak to a supervisor. And I'm not going to tell them what I think. I'm just going to say I'm reticent to continue with Melanie due to her tone of voice and demeanor towards me and the fact that she hung up on me. Could you have somebody else become my contact person and just see what happens? I do not want it to boomerang in my face. Would that make matters worse or better?
I think it would make it better if you actually talk to somebody else, because I think, you know, they probably have her as a primary person, assistant, answer the phone call. So
3 minutes.
See if they can find.
Yeah.
If they can find somebody else. I see that. Yeah, I see.
I'm not trying to get her in trouble, but they're going to play back the call and they're going to see her tone of voice, and she hung up on me. So, I wish her well. I do not want to get her in trouble, but this is about justice and honesty. And the other, just before we go, I'm not quite clear what you said, Chris, about the retail company. You know them. They start with the letter M and there's a C in it. Did you say I will get my $158 back, and will they reinstate my shopping online?
That's what I said, yes. But you just got to call them so they could fix it. Yes, you got to call them so they could fix it.
All right. Well, I don't want to speak to just anybody. I have such a wonderful experience with Andrea.
Two
I don't know if she's
minutes.
Out of the office or what happened. Will I, if I'm persistent, will I have Andrea call me back?
Yeah, I think if you ask for her, I think you'll get a call back. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so. I'm going to stick with speaking to her because she is a fairly high-up supervisor and she treated me like gold. So, all right. Well, I think you're giving me good news, Chris. And you take care of yourself
welcome.
And God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, too, and you have a good weekend.
You, too.
Thank you,
and thank you, Ken. Hi,
thanks,
Ken.
Wendy.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Right. Now then, what we're going to do, we've come to the top of the hour, just about. There are two people in the court queue. One, we can't get an answer from. I know Queen's there with me.
One
we'll try
minute.
Answer from the other one, but nobody answering at the minute. So we'll have a break, and hopefully after the break they will answer us. Right. So let's see what we've got for you. I don't think we've played this one before. I don't know. Maybe we have. Maybe we haven't. Okay. Never mind.
I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you, cause I'm needing a little bit of love. Lately I've been counting stars, and I'm sorry that I broke your heart. It's something that I didn't want for you, but I'm stepping on broken glass, and I know this is my final choice. All I'm trying to do is find my path to you. I've got voices in my head and there's a definite silence. I've got voices in my head and I can lie. I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you, cause I needed a little bit of love. A little bit of love. I need a little love. Just like the air I'm breathing. Trying to find my way back to you, cause I need
Well, okay. You know, what come to my mind, I was just basically in the kitchen, as I do after meal time, and there doing the washing up. Now, we share activities in this, though. The wife does most of them. She cooks. She vacuums and makes the beds, and I do all the washing up. So that's my chore. Okay. And we share taking the bins out. right. So anyway, come into my head that to get round this COVID virus thing, we're all gonna have to build or dig a tunnel, yeah, because the only way we're going to get out to see our loved one, you know, is to go via the nuclear tunnels. Yeah, have you seen those? Honestly, now I watched videos recently on YouTube, because I like to look back into the past. And while you're searching back into the past of the area that you grew up in, you very often come across videos totally unrelated. One totally unrelated video that I thought was unrelated was showing the government underground roads that they built, and it's quite amazing because they go for hundreds of miles, some of them, yeah, and I'm thinking, okay, they've got these roads underground, supposed to be there for the elite, yeah, and I'm thinking, for God's sake, why can't we open them, use them, you know, because, okay, let's take the virus underground. Yeah, right. Okay. But, you know, you can escape, right? You know what I mean? I should say, everybody start doing the shopping underground. Yeah. Okay. It's just a thought. I don't know. I have some balmy thoughts sometimes. But, yeah. Right. Let's see where we're going then. Queen.
Hi, Chris. What's up today?
Who is this? Who are we speaking to?
Queen.
Oh,
the Queen.
How are you doing, girl? How are you doing today, girl?
I'm doing
pretty
fabulous. I wanted to say colorful. I'm doing colorfully. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. You know, it's just that we're getting the mist. Like today we were drizzling because I bought some plants for my mom. I think it was yesterday, and then we went twice, and what the hell? I just noticed something. Okay, that was weird. But yes, I do. I'm a lot better. I've been busy like crazy. Just doing different readings for different people privately. It's just picked up for me, and it's just a blessing in itself.
Beautiful.
But it's been just, and it's weird because I've been feeling her presence a lot, and I'm being told that she's kind of just very protective of me and you and other family members and stuff like that. So she's coming in very strong. She's been coming in very strong lately, and I've been seeing like a silhouette outside, but not in the front yard, but I've seen her like in my head, like I can see her. So she's been around, but she's doing pretty good. And what I was going to tell you is excuse me. I got the productive card coming up, which meaning is there's a lot of projects that you will be doing.
Okay.
Okay, so I see that there's going to be a lot of productives, which is kind of like you're just going to be just, I want to say, like, very busy. Okay.
All right.
Okay, actually, for some reason, I'm seeing, like, a location. I think I already told you this, but I'm seeing, like, 1, 2, 3. For some reason, they're telling me 5, so there's going to be, like, 5 retail shops or stores that are going to, that you're going to be a founder of or an owner of. The judgment card is coming out, and I'm seeing St. Michael protecting you, okay? And the thing also is that a lot of people from the past are very judgmental over what you do. There have been discussions of you being a dark person because of the stuff that you're associated with. So I'm being told those people cords with you, but this is more people that you don't really hear from. And then I'm seeing a student card, so I'm actually seeing a Zoom classes or even a queen chat room where you're going to be teaching. And the only way that they're going to come in is by a fee. So I just see that you will be teaching a lot of people. And then at the same time, you will... there's a reunion coming of all the practitioners. They're all coming together, and you're trying to gain, you're trying to gather a place, or you're trying to make an event happen, even though there's COVID. But you're trying to make an event, like an event for the first time, where you're gonna have it's almost like a paracon, I guess, something similar to that.
Like
in this nice yellow, like a paracon, like a paranormal event. I'm seeing a lot of
like
people
annual,
there.
Annual,
yeah,
event,
like a vendor. Really? Yeah, and I'm seeing that. But that won't be until maybe later. Okay, that's weird. Okay, I'm hearing August time frame. So it's going to be sometime in August. So that's when everything will be coming around during the time. It's going to be like during the spring. It's going to be hot, but I think the weather is going to favor you.
Okay.
And just know, oh, see, I get the Seer card. Uh-oh. She's in the
house.
The ML is in the house. She's like...
I just gave her something to drink just before.
Oh, wow. Well, then she came through because the Queen of Cups came up. And it's funny. It's called the Queen of Cups. Of all cards, the Queen came up. So she's being told for me to tell you thank you for that offering. I'm actually being told that she is going to be drinking it. And then for some reason, okay, that was weird. The Moon card came up, so I'm being told that you're doing moon magic. Interesting. I see moon water being done, or rainwater is what I would call it. And I'm being told that you're going to probably make room, rainwater, or something that has her name, or you're going to name it after her name. I'm being told that you're a seeker and you're still learning a lot more. And I actually see you doing, like, readings. Of course, I already told you that. And I see, like, the moon goddess around you, too. There's one, there's actually Goddess Diana, and then there's another one. I can't think of her name off the top of my head. But there's other goddesses that are coming through, that are coming in to re-energize yourself. I'm being told that sometimes you feel, like, so tired by the end of the day, you're done with the readings. The Magician card came out, so there's a lot of higher magic. But yes, I do see that you're going to be doing a lot of stuff that So that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that you're just going to be progressing and you're growing. So I do feel that your vibration is very high right now. So your frequency of connecting. And I was going to ask you, have you been wanting to go to New Orleans lately and probably Salem too?
New Orleans, Louisiana has been coming through strong in my vibration. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm just feeling that energy. I'm wondering if that's where I'm going to move to, Louisiana. And also, one of my oldest
mm-hmm.
friends was a student of, you said Salem, of Laurie
yes.
Capps. And she was her favorite student at the time. And yeah, so that energy it has been around me recently as well.
Wow. Okay. That makes sense. Okay, for some reason I'm seeing purple beads. And I think you can buy that in New Orleans. I forgot what they're called. I call them beads. I'm seeing purple, red, and green. I mean, I don't know if that's what
two
you want,
minutes.
But I'm seeing a lot of beads, and a lot of people do these beads on her tomb. Beads is like an offering. That's what I'm getting from you. Okay.
I have one purple and I have one red. I have one in garnet right now.
Okay, well then that makes sense. So she's saying that you're doing the right thing, wearing protection. So that makes perfect sense. Now as far as you moving to New Orleans.
Louisiana.
Okay, Louisiana, sorry. Okay, she's moving to Louisiana right now. Okay, I'm hearing it. They're actually screaming it to me.
One
being told,
minute.
Yes, you will be moving. You will be moving. But when I heard New Orleans, because I actually say New Orleans, but when I said New Orleans, I heard no. But when you said Louisiana, I heard yes. But see, what's so funny is Louisiana and New Orleans are all in the same damn state. So maybe you're going to be traveling within Louisiana. You might go to New Orleans, maybe just to get a few things there and then take off and then come back. But I want to say if you do move, hold on, I'm trying to get in because I'm trying to see what they tell me. Will she be moving and when? Okay, that's crazy. I'm being told December.
Okay, well.
It's going to be in December. It'll be in December. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll see. I'll see. But I've been getting a strong pull for Louisiana.
Okay.
So
I'm going to ask you a question. Have you thought about stopping to Mississippi? Because I don't know how far Mississippi is from there. Why do we keep saying Mississippi?
I got a strong vibe on that the other day, too. Well, I have to pass through Mississippi to get to Louisiana from where I am. So, yeah.
Okay, well, then there's something about, and it's weird because in my head I'm seeing like trees and I'm seeing swamp. Like swamp, I'm seeing like getting stuff from nature and using offerings on it. Like I'm seeing a swamp and I'm seeing like, what is it called? Mosque, M-O-S-S.
The mosque.
I'm seeing a lot of those.
I know.
I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm seeing,
the old trees.
I'm seeing that. And then I'm seeing like the, that's weird. I'm seeing swamp water collected. Okay, that's just weird. I can't think of that damn route now. I'm trying to think. There's this route that you'll be collecting, but I can't think of the name right now. Oh my god, I know it's something's trying to block me. I'll probably have to get back to you on that route, but I'm thinking there's a route that you're going to be collecting from that area too. It's very hard to find, and when you get it, it's like a blessing. It's also good for love work.
Good
to control, like if somebody asks you, can you make the man come back to me? You have to get that from New Orleans, and New Orleans is the only, Louisiana is the only place that you can get it. You can't get it anywhere else.
Interesting.
I want to say, but we will talk later because I don't know how much time we have. But you're on my Facebook, right? You're already on my Facebook. I'll
yep.
look it up for you. I'll send it to you on Messenger, and then we can talk later.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for everything.
Thanks,
Ken.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Queen. Okay. All right. Right. Now, 48 minutes of live air left to go. Plenty of time to call in if you're out there. Let's see where we are. Kay.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing? I have a question about a job. I just had my second round of interviews on yesterday, and just one on Wednesday, and just wondering, how do you see this going forward?
Were you talking about the interview or the interviews?
Yes. Interviews and the job. Will I get
okay,
the job?
Okay, well, that's fine. Okay, well, you know what's funny? Because when I'm seeing interviews, when I said interviews, I said or heard interview. So I'm being told out of the jobs that you've applied, you're going to be hired.
Oh, wow.
The
okay.
Okay, so I'm being told the one that you want the most is the one that they're probably going to call you. That's what I got.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. It's the interview for the same job. I'm sorry. It
yes.
is the same job.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So I had two.
That's weird that okay, well, then that's weird because in my head I saw branches. Is there other branches within?
Oh, yes. Oh,
within
yes.
That?
Oh, yes. This.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a pharmacy?
Yes. It's actually, yes, it is a health company.
Okay.
Internet-based
okay.
health company.
Okay. Well, then, okay, that makes sense. Well, then that's why I was getting the medical field because I saw medical. But I do see you working there.
Yes.
Okay, that's weird. I want to say the earliest. The earliest would probably be by May. I want to say by May you'll be working there. You'll be ready because of course you have to do the what is that stuff called when they hire you. But it's just,
orientation?
But you actually get paid for the orientation. Yeah, once you get the orientation, you'll start within the next week.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, you'll start
great.
You'll start within next week, within that time. That's what I'm seeing. So... Oh, that's what I'm seeing, and I do see you happy there.
Oh, wonderful.
But I'm being told because when I said branch, when you said interviews, I heard branch, and I'm like, branches? I'm like, what do you mean branch? And they said it's going to be the same building, but you're going to be in different areas of the building. Okay?
Yes.
So,
okay.
So you're going to be multiple tasking is what I'm getting. You're going to be doing so many things that you're going to be like one person. You're going to be doing a little bit of everything is what I get.
Yes,
and then
this is
when
a leadership.
Comes,
it's a leadership position.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what's weird what I got is because when you said that, I got promotion. So that might be once you show them that you can do it, I see you actually getting a promotion even higher than what you have now. Once you start working,
oh, wow.
You're going to be a team leader. So, but just keep it up, and I see you by working by me.
Excellent. That is great. That is wonderful. Yes. Okay. Wonderful. Okay. I have another quick question since I have a little time.
Okay.
It's regarding my relationship with my girlfriend, my partner. How do you see things working out? We're going through some growing pains living together. So things have been a little bit bumpy, but
rocky,
to work things out.
But I got things like rocky. Right now, it's very right now things are rocky is what I would say it. And I do feel that a part of her feels like, I don't know why, but I just get this jealousy thing. And it's not, I mean, because she does love you. But I think she's insecure, and that's why she's changing on you. She's trying to be generous to try to work it out. But I just feel like it's just like she has doubts. And then I get the world card, meaning that there's something that I'm being told that she's hiding something. I can't figure out what it is. And I think it's because you're being promoted, and she knows a lot of people like you. And then I get the High Priestess card, so that kind of just concerns me, because the way the card is showing to me is that when I'm seeing a card, I'm seeing actually like her on the card, and I'm seeing like the curtain, and she's like peeking, like coming out of behind the sheets of because you know, like there's in houses there's doors. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's doors in houses,
mm-hmm.
right? In apartments. But instead of seeing a door in the bedroom, I'm seeing curtains. Like the door, the sheets is the door. So there's a possibility that there's something that she's hiding, and that's why she's insecure. And then it's funny because when I looked at it, I see the Tower card. That means a move, or probably just like going their separate ways. I'm not saying that could happen, but depending on how that rocky you are, if you can make it work and you both come in compromise and you both have time for each other, like each other's space, I can actually see it working. But if she's being like I don't want to say it, it's a B word, but I'm not going to say it. If she's changed her way of being like really possessive and very controlling, and she's not the same person when you first got her, then I don't see it working. I really don't. But if you are talking, but it's kind of rocky, it's because, it's just because she needs that space. And other people are influencing her to try to, try to break things up, because I feel like people didn't even want y'all together to begin with.
Yes.
And it's people that wasn't. Yeah,
3 minutes.
Yeah, and I'm being told the reason why is, you want to know why? Because
her
best friend says, yes, because her best friend is her friend, but she doesn't see her that way, but she doesn't know that her best friend has a crush on her, but she just can't tell her.
I knew it.
So if she tells her, she's going to ruin that friendship. So she's just trying to be very protective, she's appearing as protective, but underneath that protection, she wants her for herself. But that's the thing.
Yep.
Picture this for a second. If she goes with her, she gives her a shot. I give them about a week before she comes running, crying back to you. If she tried to give her a shot, I see her coming back to you. If that would be the case, she would come back to you, because, number one, that friendship would be broken.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, she's known you longer. And number three, you've worked through thick and thin with each other. And with her friendship, it's just, okay, that's just weird. I just heard that. They're telling me that she claims to love her, but you know what I just heard? She wants her for sex. There you go. You got it right.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, I feel like if you work it out, I can see you all together. But if you're already kind of like to the point where it's kind of ending, then either you both have to put effort, because if you do 50 and she does 20,
one
it's not going to
work.
You both don't have that compromise in order for it to grow and expand the relationship. And I'm going to tell you, if
let
you
me
make
ask,
it work.
Let me, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You said 1, 2, and 3. I heard 1 and 2. I'm sorry, 1 and 3. I couldn't hear the second one. You said something about her?
Yeah. So I'm being told that that if something, then I do see that it's going to work out. If you both
okay.
work. But I was,
okay.
what I was about
right.
to tell you was before I forget the message is if you make it work, with a love growing big, but a lot of people are going to envy you, both of you,
mm-hmm.
not just you. So just know that you're going to have a lot of hate and jealousy because a lot of people, besides her, do really want y'all to break up. So just keep that in mind. So just have protection over yourself, and so just keep in mind that you might want to stage your apartment or wherever y'all live,
okay,
and just clear all the energy out, anything negative does not belong there, and then I do see,
okay.
I see it working, okay?
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're welcome, anytime.
Thank you, Kay. All right, then. Carolyn's just called back in. Okay. Kerry.
Hello. Yeah. So I can't hear anybody. Are they still there, Ken? I don't hear them.
Hello, Kerry.
Hello? I guess she's not there because I can't hear her.
Kerry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I couldn't hear her for a second. I was like, where did she go? Okay, now I can hear you because I you must have been on mute or something because I couldn't hear you. So how can I help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. I was just calling in to see if you'd be open to pulling some cards for me. Just sort of transitioning at the moment and feel some kind of stagnant energies around me. I'm starting a new position on Monday. I also just left a long-term relationship. And while I'm not looking for anything at the moment, I've just been picking up on some energies lately.
Well, there's a lot of energy. Okay, there's the Magician card, so there is a lot of magical intent. That you're picking up on. The Tower card came out, so there's energy where you live or around the area. It sounds very, why do I keep saying area? The land, I want to say further down to the right, is kind of very calming. And then for some reason, they were telling me, say left. Well, okay, I'm going to say the word left. When I say left, the energy just seems kind of like very heavy, so I'm being told that you are picking up on spirits, okay? So that's
and
why you're picking up on that.
Yeah, not to interrupt you, but when I just relocated after a sale of property and where I moved, it's just the housing market. I'd rather buy a house than I'm renting, and I chose a location where it's near the police department, and that's actually to the right of where I live, and I feel safe with that. If that makes sense.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. Well, then there must be something else I'm picking up because I did see very protective, but I did pick up some weird energy. It almost seems like the unknown is kind of there, but it's not something to be concerned about. And that's probably why your energy is just, your empathic is just going off the walls. Okay, is what I mean.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, then as far as work is concerned, I see it going pretty good. If you need to, if I need, you might need to balance yourself or be grounding, and to make sure that you don't have, don't let your empathic affect your work. Or in other words,
right,
don't take your problems from home to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm being told to tell you.
Yeah.
Because what I'm being told right now is that you're like a sponge, and you're
right,
absorbing everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go to work, you do feel like, what am I missing? Why do
right,
I feel this presence? Or why do I feel this? Or why do I feel that? What I'm being told is that you need to put some boundaries on the spirits that are around you, because I'm seeing like children.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm seeing a man around you, but in the distance.
Yeah.
But other
my
than
father's
that,
spirit.
I do see. Yes. Okay. For some reason, okay, that was weird. I barely get, I mean, I haven't got names in a while, but I got the name Dan or Danny. Okay.
I'm
or
sorry,
Daniel.
You cut out just a little bit. Daniel.
Danny. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I have a cousin named Danny that, you know, I recently just sort of cut out of my life, if you will, because I thought he was sort of, well, I heard through the grapevine, if you will, that he was not speaking very highly of me. At the same time, there's my former significant other's brother's name is Daniel, and we were together for 5 years, and let's just say he wasn't very supportive of our coupling. None of his family was, but that's neither here nor there. It was an abusive relationship, so that name actually rings true.
Wow. That's validation. I haven't picked up names in a while. That's just crazy.
My dad's name, though, is Johnny. So that could be
okay,
it, too.
Yeah, so I'm being told that all the demons, they're all around you. That's what the energy seems like. You know what it almost seems like? It almost seems like when you touch a door, it's like you get this shocking feeling. That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
It's got like a pulse to it. Yeah. Okay, that's weird. Why are they telling me that? Okay, there's something. Okay, it's not the land. Now they're telling me that there's a lot of energy underneath. I guess the whole damn block or just everywhere, it seems like it's very high for EMF.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of nauseated at times is because that area is very, very electrical. It's got a lot of electrical energy to manifest spirit.
Yeah.
They use that energy. Okay? That's what I'm getting. They use that energy to let you know that they're around. But
mm-hmm.
other than that, I would say just do some smudging and put some boundaries and say, do not come during these hours. If
yeah.
they need your assistance, you tell them you can come between these hours. Because sometimes, you know, spirits do need your help, but if you're working, you got to tell them not at this time. I don't mean to be rude. Come later. And you tell them the hours you set for them to come through. Now, the only thing you can say is if you tell them, like your dad, like if your dad, Don, comes in, then you can tell anybody that says, anybody that's a family needs to talk to me, then you can come through. Anybody else needs to wait. Okay.
Right.
And then other than that, you're pretty well off. I don't see anything else that I need to tell you except just to be more grounded, and you just need to put some foundation and just be more firm
yeah.
like when and
yeah,
when not to come. And then
absolutely.
Yeah. But other than that you're pretty much well off. So just keep that in mind and just know that you'll be fine. And just keep yourself busy. And if you have to use Palo Santo or sage, you can do that.
Yep, I have both.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome.
Thank
and thank you. And thank you for the validation on the names, because I get names that I can get names of deceased and even living. So it's just crazy that you say those names. I just wanted to say thank you for that validation, because I haven't got names in a while, but just thank you for that, because that means a lot to me when you know, because I know that I can still pick up names, because I never used to be able to pick up names when I first started, but since my gift has grown, I've known to pick up names of deceased and living. So, I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, did you mention the name Lily? Stop you, but did you mention the name Lily?
Honestly, I don't know if I said that name.
Three minutes.
But it probably blurred it out.
Okay, because my former significant other, his brother has a daughter named Lily, which is, his name is Daniel. So it's even weirder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why did
I thought
pick
I meant
up
to say Lily.
That name? Okay, but we'll keep in touch and just remember to put some boundaries on them, okay?
Yeah, we don't speak, but I definitely feel a negative energy from him, so that makes sense, what you're saying.
Okay, we'll keep that in mind.
Thank you so much.
And you're welcome. Wow, that's the same. I haven't gotten into in a while, but that's crazy. That's the same.
Thank you, Kerry. Ooh, look at that. They're still calling in. Well, you know, we're up to, yeah, it's amazing. They're still calling in anyway. It's like 27 minutes to go on the clock and they're still calling in. We're up to line 11 now. Okay. All right. Let's see where we are. Carolyn.
Oh. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking? Am I speaking to?
Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. Are you the one that was watching me on my live, or is this somebody else? Because everybody said that I'm just doing live while I'm doing the show, so people can know that I'm doing the show. Are you the one that's doing on my live, or this is a different Carolyn?
No, it's got to be a different Carolyn. No, somebody was watching you on your live show. Is that what you're asking?
No. No, because I'm on Facebook, but I'm doing the show at the same time, but I'm just waving to people. So, yeah, that's why I thought you were on the line. But it's okay. Sorry about that. But anyway, so how can I help you today?
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine. Anything you pick up, Chris, I'll be happy with.
Okay. You know what's funny is that your voice sounds familiar. Your voice still sounds familiar for some reason.
Well,
I'm trying to figure out why.
On Ken's show.
Okay, well then that makes sense. Your energy seems very strong right now. I do feel that you're learning a lot as we go along. I'm being told the medical field is like calling you, because I'm being told the free spirit. So like I'm seeing you like floating, which meaning I see you growing. So it's kind of like the energy is very strong right now. So it's coming like a pulsing energy. I'm being told the Eight of Cups departed. So there's a lot of people that are around you that have passed away recently or a couple of months ago. so I'm being told that there's a lot of people around you. And then at times you feel like you're disconnected. But I'm being told don't ever believe that. You just got to just ask for the divine source to connect and stay connected. And then the Temperance card came out, so there's a lot of angels. It seems like spirits that are very unhappy, but that's probably just because they feel like they left too soon. Okay, and then I'm being told pay attention to your premonitions, because the Dreamer card came out. So I'm being told just to pay attention to your dreams. Okay, and just know that that things can be a lot better. And then the reunion card, so I'm being told you're going to get a reunion or meet somebody soon. I want to say within, hold on. I keep seeing the three there. Okay, there's a three there. For some reason, I'm seeing three, so it could be like 3 weeks, 3 months. Okay, and then for some reason, I got the Lover. The Lover card, the Knight of Cups, it's a female. But in this case, it seems like there's a lot of energy. And it seems like tonight, or on the show, it seems very pulse energy tonight on most of the callers. And then for some reason, they keep telling me to say the name Roy or Raymond. is what the letter R. Okay, there's a lot of, okay, I'm getting much. Okay, why did I see three females in my head? Okay, that doesn't make sense. I don't know. I guess that's just a message for you, but I'm seeing three females that's doggy. Okay, so. But I do see that you're very gifted. I got the starseed. I got the medical field. I got a lot of people passing over. And then I got a lot of different energy coming in right now. So does anything make sense at all what I'm saying? Hold on. I'm doing just the other ones. Let's see what's coming up for you. Okay. I got the new beginnings card coming. So there's a new doors coming in. Other doors are closing. So you're going to be a lot of opportunities coming in within a couple of weeks. So you're going to be, like, very, very busy is what I got. And then okay. I got the Knight of Wands. There's an instigator that's trying to tell you what to do. They're trying to tell you how to make your life, and I'm being told don't let them, whoever that is.
Yeah.
Okay, the inspiration card came out, so I'm being told just go to church and pray. There's some part of you that feels like you're either, like I said in the beginning, that you're disconnecting with the energy. So if you have to go to church and just pray, just all you have to do is just pray and believe and have faith. And then the Hangman card says that you're either just stuck or you just don't know where to go. And then for some reason, I got the name Miguel. I was going to dismiss that, but they keep talking to me. So I'm just like, okay, I guess y'all want me to say that name. So they come in and say the name Miguel and Roy or like Raymond, or just with the R, it doesn't have to be the precise name. But yeah, I got a lot of energy coming in. And then also, you need to forgive others, but you need to forgive yourself first before you forgive others. And then I'm being told you can't teach a dog old new tricks, so you just let everything go. If there's anybody that's made you upset, just let it go. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about Karen. Okay?
Okay.
Now, does anything make sense? Do you have any questions right now?
Medical field, how do you see that in connection with me?
Almost like either you work in the medical or you can be like a medical person, like almost like a healer but in spirit form, which meaning that you don't have to be in the medical field to work. I do feel that you have medical abilities to where you could scan the body. I'm not believing an aura, but you can tell when there's pain. It's like you're just a body scanner. You could see everything. Like you can see inside the organs. You get like colors in your head. And then I'm being told that you can heal people with your hands, because I'm being told that your hands are very warm and have this very gentle energy. So you have a lot of abilities. And that's why you're kind of getting the medical field. And then also I got the medical that you were an RN in the past life. So you've always been in tune with the medical field for some reason. It's like intrigued you. It's like a calling that never goes away. And then I see the word herbalist, or you're a person that you have roots in your family that are all into herbs. And I'm seeing, I'm also like a medicine woman, so I see a lot of different energies. Like almost like a native Indian healer. So that's how I see the medical field for you.
Okay. Yeah. I know I had someone that I related to who's been gone about 20 years, and she was very, very contemporary, very modern, but she came from the old world in the way that she understands a lot of the herbs, the wild herbs that grew around us, and she would even go out and collect them. But so she was like walking both worlds, the contemporary world.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, that makes perfect sense.
And,
that was really
and all that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, all that knowledge passed with her when she passed. And I think they probably have other people that understand some of that, but I don't know if they understand it the way she understood it.
Well, some of that knowledge has been passed on to you. Is what I'm being told, like when she crossed over.
One.
All that energy that she had, all that energy that she, when she crossed over, all that energy had a, like a bright light to it, and some of that energy got onto you. So some of those abilities that she, when she left, she gave them to you because you knew her and she knew you. So hopefully that makes sense. And if the names don't make sense to you, like Roy and Raymond and Miguel, they will come to you later. But just know that I do get names too. I haven't gotten names in a while, but that's just fighting with the last caller. But other than that, I do see that there's nothing that you need to be concerned about right now. Everything is
okay.
Just, so, yeah. Sorry about that. My other phone. I know. No,
okay.
That's not my timer. That's my other phone going off. Like somebody was calling.
Oh, okay.
But
I think it's time for us. Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Good evening.
Thanks, Carolyn. Well, we did have another call there, but they seem to have disappeared. Never mind. Okay, Melvin.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you?
Could you tell me like what coming up for me financial wise and my relationship with this woman that I'm interested in?
Okay, what are you asking again? Because you sound kind of muffled. I can barely hear you. So what are you asking about relationship and what was the other question again?
Relationship and finances.
Okay, finances. Okay. Well, finances, I see that they're kind of like low right now. But the finances will start picking up for you is what I'm being told. I'm being told new beginning. New doors are coming. The doors are closing. And there's new opportunities coming. So there's going to be finances will start picking up. Because right now it's kind of like average. So you'll be okay for a while. Now as far as like your relationships or stuff, you will be coming across new people. Interacting with new people. And I see many blessings coming your way. Look, I got the word. I got the number 7 for some reason. They're telling me 7 for you.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like 7 weeks. So there's a big 7 coming up. So there's prosperity. The tower card coming out. So there's a lot of changes, remodeling. Okay, then the star card is coming out. So I'm being told that you're very gifted.
Mm-hmm.
Star seed. Then I got the king of swords, which there's something about a judge. Or something about a law issue that maybe you might be helping somebody or that you're involved in. The moon card, the moon card is coming in very strong. So the energy is just very, very energetic. I got the moon card coming in. So I'm being told for you to capitalize. And then the emperor card is kind of feeling like a dad feeling or like a brother. So I'm getting like a lot of energy around you, but I do see that the relationships are, there's a lot of people that they need to apologize for what they've done. Okay. The other thing is that personal relationships, I mean, so it's just that some of the people are lying to you. Not everybody's there to help you, they're there to be against you. So you have a lot of people that you need to start looking at your circle and just look at how things are coming through.
You're talking about
just be careful.
Family when you said relationship or girlfriend?
I wouldn't say girlfriend. Whoever's doing it, it's like, yeah, you do need to let go of a lot of things.
So What about this girl named Brittany?
I would say just, I think I've read you before, but I would say just be very careful with that. Just try not to scare her away and just be, just understand that she does need her space. But I do see that she's probably not going to tell you that she's interested, but she's just lying to you. Okay, so
oh, she
give it time. And what, I mean, cause I do see that you, I see you both all talking, but it's just going to be small talk. But around other people, she acts different.
Oh, okay.
So,
she's trying to keep it on the
side. Yeah, so she's trying to keep it very private. She doesn't like anybody knowing her business, is what I got.
But is it,
okay.
I mean, does she, do you think she likes me? I didn't hear.
No, actually, she keeps everything private, is what I mean.
She too what now?
She keeps everything.
Okay. So we
that's pretty much it.
Private.
I can't hear you. Say it again. I couldn't bear
if
hear
we was
you.
Out
did you say it again?
Private.
3 minutes.
If we was out somewhere private, would she go out with me?
I think she probably would, but she probably wouldn't want to be seen because of all the people that might laugh. Because I'm being told a lot of people laugh and make fun of you and bully you. So I would say that she might, and she might just make excuses. So I would say just don't rush her, and I do see it working, but just give it time. Don't rush her to doing something that she doesn't feel comfortable with. But other than that, we shouldn't worry about anything. But just be careful that the people that you're surrounding yourself with, there's people that are dishonest around you that you need to be concerned about. If you have anybody there,
Two minutes.
Female nurse. Yeah, I think that's what you're talking about.
Yes, what I'm talking about. So, but just be careful, and I send prayers to you, and hopefully things work out with you.
Okay. Well, I won't be going to dialysis anymore. You see a recovery?
I haven't seen a slow recovery. I'm being told for you just to take it easy. Don't work hard. That's what I got. Don't work hard.
Okay.
And then other than that, you're pretty much okay. I don't see anything else that you need to be concerned about. But just, I'm being told just to be very careful.
Be careful about what? My recovery? Women?
No, I'm saying about people. Just people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But other than that,
minute.
Nothing else.
You see my kidneys? Go ahead, I'm sorry. I just want to know if you see my kidneys coming back. Cause I just got them down.
I would say to go on the diet and just to be careful and not into the following the directions. I mean, I see that you would be, because if you're on dialysis with all the stuff, is that you need to try to save your energy. Because I know I just get tiring, so just take things easy. Don't overdo it, is what I'm getting. Don't overdo it.
Don't overdo dialysis?
No, I said don't overdo things that you're not supposed to be doing, like picking up heavy stuff or stuff like that. I'm talking about that kind of stuff. I'm not talking about dialysis. I'm talking about taking it easy.
But it's a big possibility for recovery.
Yeah, you can recover, but you're just going to take time to recover slowly. Which means not to be forward doing things. But I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Melvin.
Thank you, Tim.
All right. Thanks, Melvin. All right. We're on our last call, eh? Shakira.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, how can I help you today?
I just want to know, do you see new love coming this year? Something long-lasting? If not, probably go back to the ex is what spirit want me to do.
You want to know if there's something long-term, is that correct?
Yeah, someone new. I'm single.
Okay, so right now. Okay, the relationship cards came out. It's funny that you were asking about relationships. But I'm being told that the relationships are like a mirror of your own life. And then be aware of every relationship as an opportunity for soul growth. And then they say just be aware of how you feel and how treating yourself as well as how you react with responses to different situations with people around you. So what I'm being told is that just choose wisely who you're with. And then I'm being told the card, you're not alone, is to don't ever feel that you need to be with someone. Don't feel that you're alone. You're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you do that, you need to let go of the outcome and to release emotional baggage that you need to let go of. Because if you broke up with your ex and you say, you know what, well, I'm just going to take him because there's nobody else I can have, you shouldn't lower your boundaries to go back with him, because I'm being told nothing's ever going to change. He's going to stay the same. He might say that he's going to change for you, but that's bullshit. He's not going to change. So I would say that he did take it. I mean, it was beginning. I mean, in the beginning of the relationship, I did feel like it was good for you, but then things started kind of going downhill because he just started changing on you. And it was just like he just lost interest. But I do see a new relationship coming. So there's new beginnings. So all you got to do is just have courage and faith that at the time that try to nudge yourself in the right direction.
So that's do you
basically
see when?
What I'm being told.
I'm sorry.
When? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. I want to say for something, I want to say like June. So that means that from now that you can be dating, but the serious relationship won't be coming until the end of June, like the beginning of June timeframe. It could be off. I could be off like by a month, which means that May can happen. But just what I'm seeing is June. But that doesn't mean that you cannot be in a relationship by May. So basically what I'm saying to you is that you will be dating, but you'll see results by June for the person that you'll be dating.
Is that something you think could be long-term or soulmate? Or you said this year?
Yeah, I want to say it's by this year. But it could be like, now the thing is it going to be long-term? I'm just being told just to take it slow. Don't rush into trying to be long-term because not everybody's willing to commit. So just take it as it goes and just be open-minded, you know, and trying to make things work and get to know each other before you make any bigger decisions that you regret. And that's what I got for you. Just to be careful with the decisions you make, because your actions is what can affect the outcome. So just, you know, if you decide to go back with your ex, which I can't tell you what to do, but don't expect for him to be any different. If he wasn't different the first time, he's not going to be different this time.
Yeah, which I know that that's kind of my head. I'm in a space of if I don't meet the right person, and what's the point? You know, just go back.
Yeah.
Because, like, giving up, getting in that space of just giving up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, but the thing is that you can go back to him. That's your choice. I mean, like I said, I can't tell you what to do. I'm just telling you what I see. But the thing is, if you do go back to him, don't expect that things are going to be like the same, because once you break up, it's hard to get that trust, hard to start over. Things might seem like okay in the beginning. It's, oh, yeah, it's getting better, you know. But usually once you break up with that person and then you try to get back with them again, it's not the same. Once you break up.
Yeah, I know how he is. I was saying I was giving up on me. On the hope of meeting someone better, because that's what I've been praying for. But it's like every time I get readings, I'm getting different messages. And someone told me I meet someone maybe in August, but they said they don't see it long term. But that's everything I've been waiting for.
Well,
someone.
Have we ever talked before? Have we ever talked before?
No, ma'am. Sir, I don't. Who am I? I don't even know who I'm speaking with. I just called in.
Oh, this is Chris. This is a guy. It's me.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah. But I'm just saying, just everybody else, you know, of course, I'm not saying that their readings are incorrect, but I would say just to take it easy and just let it come. I know that you've been waiting for a long time and you do deserve to be happy, but sometimes it's just with all this stuff going on, it makes it harder for people to be so contact because of them COVID, but I want to say it won't be happening until June time frame.
Thank you. I'm not going to take up too much of your time. I know people are waiting. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you, Shakira. All right. That's the last one this evening then, Chris. So, thank Chris for being with us once again this evening there, ladies and gents. And we'll do it all again next week, Chris, yeah?
Yeah, I'm good for next week. Unless if something comes up, I'll let you know. Right now, nothing's coming up. So unless if something comes up, like if I get service and I don't have service or something happens, I'll let you know. But as far as I'm good for next Friday, so I'll keep you updated, though.
Wonderful. Okay. And we do appreciate that, of course, when, you know, obviously updates. As long as I'm updated, you know, within 24 hours before a show, then we can do something. But it's always good to be kept updated, and we can sometimes get a replacement guest there if that happens. So Chris not always available, of course, and as all our readers the same, you know, and Tina Marie there was there with us on Wednesday, and hopefully back with us on Monday. We do have Kelly Jo back with us on Sunday this week, so that's the start of next week now. So Kelly's back with us on Sunday, so and then we'll see how the week goes. Right then, gonna leave you with something a little different.
Disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red rag. respect. You feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the barry and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand. Microscopic cog in his catastrophic plan, designed and